A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath, that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done, the word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplication, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place that men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. The Lord said through Amos, "Never will I forget a thing they have done." Your cheating heart. My father, who passed away almost 30 years ago, told me of this story a couple of different times about one of the general stores in my hometown. And for the younger generation, the general stores were basically everything was bought in bulk. So you had to ask for a pound of something, or maybe you were allowed to measure out, much like if you'd go to a Mennonite store or an Amish store. But the thing about this owner, what she would do was this, is that when she would put it on the scale, she always put her thumb. Now, people would ask her, "Why are you doing that?" And she said, "Well, I have to do that because in order to steady it, to make sure it doesn't tip over." Now, as you as a buyer probably thought, she is cheating. She probably, if she would admit it, she was cheating as well. The thing is that you couldn't do anything about it. How are you going to go against her word and her against you? And we think about it in small matters, well, she's defrauding people to some degree. But we also see in our society today, defrauding continues. There still is the fudging of numbers. On a small scale or even on a larger scale, we see how people are defrauded and people use dishonesty. And that is actually what we find in our first reading today from the prophet Amos, as he spoke out against people who were defrauding and being dishonest. Our first reading is taken from one of the minor prophets, Amos. Amos really had two jobs before he was called to be a prophet. He, first of all, was a shepherd. I think of him, perhaps, if I can imagine him, as a very genteel man, a very obedient man. A shepherd never owned the sheep. You were hired to take care of somebody's sheep, so they were not actually yours. You would take the flock out, most likely spend 24/7 with them, take them to place of grazing, place for water, a place that would be secure at night to make sure no wolves or any other would come and destroy the flock. And then after the end of the grazing season, you would give them back to the owner, waiting for another flock, perhaps a couple months later. His second job was this, to be a dresser of sycamore trees, perhaps making sure that they're pruned, that they're watered, that they're fertilized, in order that they will live. And again, perhaps these were not his trees, they were somebody else's. But God called him to be a prophet, to be the voice of the people of God to the people of the northern kingdom, to tell them of their sin, but to tell them that they were going to lose the kingdom. Amos was very bold, and he spoke out to the things that were going on. First of all, a month was measured from new moon to new moon. After the new moon, you could go back to selling once again, and people were thinking, we can't wait to go back and start cheating again. Sabbath, from sundown Friday till sundown on Saturday, no work was to be done. The only two things you could do was to pray, to give that day to God, and to rest. And as soon as sundown on Saturday came, boy, we can't wait to sell once again. Let's go back to cheating. The ephah, which is basically equivalent to a bushel, we're going to fix it so that it will be less grain in it to buy and to give somebody their money. The shekel, which was considered either money or perhaps ore, would be fixed so that it would be increased so that you'd have to give more, such as we, to give the price and an equal balance. And lastly, what we heard was that the scales are going to be fixed in the buyer's favor. All these things Amos spoke out against and said how evil people are and how dishonest they are, especially to the poor and the needy. Amos got to the heart of it, that in within their hearts was not God's law and not God's covenant relationship, but what it was that there's lying and cheating and deceit. They certainly had cheating hearts. I reflect back to what we heard three Sundays ago in our first reading from Sirach. In that reading, Sirach said, always be humble before God. Remember from where you came, as we reflected that you came from the soil that God fashioned and made Adam. And he says, do not forget who made you, which is God. I hope that today you look into your heart to see what is in your heart. Because if it is in your heart, that's where your actions and your thinking is going to be. As the Israelites saw, was that your heart not only kept you alive, but that is where your moral code is. You know the law, but now you have to put it into practice with your heart. We either do things honestly, truthfully, or we're dishonest and defraud. We don't want cheating hearts, but rather hearts that contain the law of God, and all that we do and all that we think reflects upon God's goodness, and putting it into action, knowing that indeed, that we are dedicated to God, and God's law is found written in our hearts.